It is strange.
And I'm going to tell you both something. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, when your children are old enough, both of you, when they're old enough and they go to college, you have a different look. Like the primetime game tonight is college basketball, Minnesota versus Butler. And my granddaughter's at the game. And so, you know, I'm sort of like a Butler fan now. And, of course, Saturday, my grandson, you know, how many years has it been since Alabama lost a home game? 33 in a row. What is that, about 4 years?
It's been a hot second.
That game that I was supposed to lose that game, Spaceball, but he had two guys playing, I think, at night. So Matt Breida only posted like 4 points.
I know.
Emmanuel Sanders,
you were
only 4 points. Otherwise, he would have killed me. But yeah, I ended up winning, and San Francisco put up 19. So I got lucky.
You know,
the defense.
You know, there's so many this year. We could talk over and over and over. And Joe, tell us when it's time to, because of Kaplan.
I actually got us on live early, guys. So we're live right now.
Oh. Shit.
All right. No, it's all right. It's organic conversation. So I just wanted us. I just put it on.
Good thing. Good thing we didn't say what we normally say about Aldo.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Is Draft Dr. Bill in the chat room?
Yeah, Draft Dr. Bill.
I accidentally called him Draft Dr. Bill.
Oh my! I'm surprised you didn't get a certified letter.
He might.
I still can. The season's still young.
I got awarded dumbest tweet of the week, too.
Mm-hmm.
According to Shane.
I mean, I just...
Shane
this
likes to
week,
bust my balls.
Of course he
and
does.
And what the other division, the 9-0 team lost, too, right? So there's no undefeateds anymore.
There's like no undefeateds, just like the NFL.
What a great game last night, man.
Oh, woo! My gosh.
One of the best games all season, man. Oh, so good.
But here's what I was going to say. Look at last night. Think about who should have been, and I'm sure a lot of people made fun of me trading him, Tyler Lockett.
I traded him to you.
Yeah, I know. And then I had him with, what was it? Didn't he have like 40 points for me or 45?
Yeah, 45.
But the bottom line is, and then last night he had next to nothing, and then who knows if he's even coming back this year. They say he's pretty fucked up. Oop, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. We swear sometimes.
I missed that.
Okay. They say he's pretty messed up.
Huh. I didn't know that. I thought he was all right. Well, I'm glad I picked up DK Metcalf then.
I have Josh Gordon. I feel good about
that. Glad they picked up Josh Gordon. Yeah.
Yep. I'm glad I cut Josh Gordon because I was mad at him so you could have him, Joe.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Derrick Henry trade.
Oh.
What a beast.
Too bad I didn't
need
him.
Number five running back this season. Number five fantasy running back.
Yeah, too bad I didn't need it.
Yeah.
I mean, the biggest kill I had all year. So, I mean, and now with the rules and everything else, I think I could lose the rest of the games. It's up to Deshaun Watson. If he stays healthy and goes crazy, I'll be okay. But I am going to go in, and I want to know, this we have to talk about to all the fantasy people out there, can I pick up Colin Kaepernick?
It's an interesting scenario, Spaceball, and I think it's one we have to talk about. I mean, I guess it depends how his workout goes.
Wow.
I really do. And you know what? It's about time. Whether you believed in what he did or not, it's about time, because at the end of the day, we're supposed to be able to say and feel and protest the way we want to, as long as it's not hurting anybody else. I mean, yes, did he blow up the situation without getting into a political talk? Yeah, he should have stayed inside. If you're not going to do it, stay inside. But no, he wanted to be seen and everything else. So, but whatever, I think it's about time. There's a lot worse quarterbacks in this league than Colin Kaepernick was when he stopped playing.
Yeah.
That was some pretty horrible.
Go through the teams who I think where he'd be a good landing spot for him.
Well, you know what? You guys got to ask me because no longer do I watch the Bears games, obviously, not being in Chicago anymore. Joe Tooch, I look on paper and I see Trubisky threw three touchdowns or two touchdowns, had a decent game, and yet everybody's knocking the daylights out of him.
The Steelers might be a good spot for him. They're 5-4.
It could be.
The Colts are 5-4 as well.
You know, what's funny, in Tennessee, Tannehill's going to be their quarterback from here on out.
Tannehill's been fantastic.
What about the Rams at 5-4 with Jared Goff?
Should hear, obviously, now we can say people are talking about them here. And the excuse, the biggest knock, they're starting to knock McVay, the God coach, the crown prince of coaching, Sean McVay. They don't understand what's going on with Gurley. Gurley hasn't carried a ball in the fourth quarter this past game and the game before. And now this past game, he averaged almost 7 yards a carry. He had 80 yards almost. You know, the way he's been going, 80 yards, that was a great game. And at the end of the day, what everybody wants to know is, why isn't he carrying in the fourth quarter?
Well, clearly he's winded and clearly his knees are not feeling right. That's all. And it says a lot about his fantasy value going forward. This is not a guy that you can trust in the fantasy playoffs.
The offensive line is terrible.
So why don't you just put me down more since I have Gurley? Speaking of the other lame brain injured guy, David Johnson, it's become a young man game. And when you're over 25, 26, 27, you're not a young man anymore in football. I mean, look at all these injuries. Look at my running backs, and I have Derrick Henry, and he's on a bye this week. One thing to both of you. The bye's the worst thing in the world, and this past week and this coming week is the most teams on byes all year.
It's tough.
What I would do one division is shut down. I don't care if it's an uneven thing. That's the NFL's problem. But you know what? I can't – what do we have, 6-7 weeks of buys? When we start the playoffs, the buys start. The buys stop in week 13.
Four to 12.
Yeah.
9 weeks.
They're talking about that if it goes to 18 games, instead 18 weeks instead of 17 weeks, 17 games, that there'll be 2 bye weeks.
With half the league off, you mean?
I'm on the record right now, although mark the tape, buddy. The bottom line is I will never play fantasy football again as it is if it's 2 byes a season. It's sort of like, what do they call it in the NBA? What do they call it?
All-star break. All-star break?
Yeah. No, when they have load management. When LeBron wants a night off, management. I mean, you know what? They get paid $100 million
Amen.
To play the game.
Baseball.
I didn't tell you
Amen.
To.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah. I didn't tell you to. Michael Jordan would kill to play 82 games a year when he was a player. They all did. The only time where they were out, Michael Jordan, you guys were probably – how much younger you were, not Tooch because he's secretly old. Remember when Jordan
he's secretly
flu,
old
the flu game?
Yes.
The flu game, what was he, 104 fever, and he scored 50 points?
Amazing.
I mean, you see these guys, and I just don't understand it. And I don't understand why Todd Gurley isn't carrying the fourth quarter other than, he's tired and everything else. And they asked him in the press conference today, why have you noticed you haven't carried in the fourth quarter the last 2 games? And he said something like, I've come to expect that here. So guess who's not happy here?
Yeah.
Cool. So, Joe, the best place for Colin Kaepernick, I just figured it out.
What is
it? It'd be the Carolina Panthers. They're sitting at 5-4. Cam Newton's out. If they get someone like Kaepernick who could come in and take pressure off of McCaffrey, because everyone could key on McCaffrey, he's still getting the job done, but, you know, with no threat, really.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
quarterback.
Yeah, but Keenan Allen's playing not to lose.
He's okay.
And McCaffrey is their offense. I mean, they don't have the
Kaepernick,
greatest wide receivers.
That would add another threat, you know, the rushing and running and throwing, you know, if he's anything back to like what he was.
The team that should take him, you know, he's too old to play full time, don't you think? Moving forward, he's going to be a backup.
No, I don't know. I don't think so. If you know,
well, if Brady's the new normal, then of course he's not too old. Kaepernick. You know, it just depends. You talk about a team. What about Detroit?
They're sitting at 3-5-1.
Yeah. And Stafford's going to be shut down. I'm telling you. Mark my words right now, Stafford will be shut down.
Yeah, that would be a good place if they went on a run, you know. They'd have to, you know, win six.
They don't have a run
six
game
out of their next
Arian
seven.
And they could sell some tickets.
And probably, you know, and don't forget how weird it's going to be in a couple of weeks on their normal Thanksgiving game. You know, they'll be playing, I don't know who it is this year, but, you know, they're not good.
Well, they traded away all their good players.
Yeah.
Who's the biggest disappointment this year? David Johnson or Odell Beckham or Todd Gurley? All three would have gone in the first round. Who's the biggest disappointment?
Well,
it's Odell Beckham
for
Jr.
me, it's Odell, no doubt about it. He's a guy that I have on
a
lot of leagues.
For him too. And I mean, Landry's getting a lot more throws his way than Beckham.
Yeah, he is, and that's because Mayfield likes that quick throw.
That whole Browns team, big disappointment, really.
And now, today I heard Mayfield talking that he's excited. Basically, Chubb and Hunt are going to share the backfield.
Yeah,
that'll be interesting.
And, you know, they don't have the greatest running game. Da-da-da-da. You know what? Chubb's been playing. If you would leave Chubb alone, he might have ended up the year as the, other than McCaffrey, probably the number two running back.
Chubb is the real deal.
He's got the stats. Yeah.
He's a great
player.
And now
they're going to screw him up with this with Kareem Hunt.
Well, you know what? So, it's going to complicate things in that backfield. And you know, it's very possible both of those guys could have some fantasy value because it's worth talking about. That schedule for the Browns in the last chunk of the season is a cakewalk, guys.
Yeah,
and they're going to make the playoffs because of that. Because of what you just said, they're going to make the playoffs.
You guys want to hear the schedule the rest of the way for the
for the
Isn't
Browns?
It Cincinnati twice.
Save me from efforting that, Joe.
So check it out, guys. So they get Pittsburgh this week. You get Miami, Pittsburgh again, Cincinnati, and Arizona. And then most people don't have playoffs in Week 16, but that's Baltimore. That's a pretty awesome fantasy schedule.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, pretty good defense, though. But
Miami. Where did Pittsburgh become bad all of a sudden? I think they're not that bad, and Miami's playing better ball. You're better off with Fitzpatrick than the bump. So, I mean, all of a sudden, there's players on Miami that are getting a little bit of fantasy value. I mean, you know, we've got a fantasy player, a good fantasy player, changes his or her attitude and the way they play when they get right before the playoffs and then the playoffs. I mean, because it's a weird part of the year. You know, you got Seattle and 49ers in the 17th week. Okay?
Yeah.
You know what? They're probably both upset because you want to rest your stars in week 17.
Yeah.
And you might not be able to because that might be the battle for home field or the playoffs in general. Even though I don't think it'll be for the playoffs in general. I think they'll both make it.
Yep.
But one will be giving up home field. And now you can't rest Russell Wilson in that game, but you know damn well if they were in or if they were out, Russell Wilson wasn't going to play week 17.
No.
And now he's might have to. I mean, you know, yay to the schedule makers. They finally put good games where, you know, teams can't rest people. I mean, nothing I hate more than week 13. It's not about the playoffs. It's about playing. I mean, and, you know, where you sit back and you have a bye week in most fantasy playoffs. I don't like a bye week because all that is a week I don't play.
Yeah.
I think last year in the fantasy league, the week I didn't play, I had, you know, I wrote down what team I would have played, obviously, the regular team. I had the most points of anybody all year in the week I didn't play. And one of the worst games I had was the first week of the playoffs.
Sometimes luck works out that way.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes.
A lot of the times.
I mean, so is Trubisky gone, gentlemen?
Well, I tell you what, he looked a lot better. I don't know. I mean, I haven't had a chance to watch that much breakdown of it. I got to watch the game, but, you know, he had a decent performance. He's getting back in form. You know, Tuch, I don't know if you would agree with me or not, but I feel like he's getting back on the horse. He had a solid game, and I think he's got a lot to build off of going into this week against the Rams.
Yeah, I mean, three touchdown passes, nothing to sneeze at. He only threw for 173 yards, though. I know he had some drops. It's, you know, the Lions are a team that don't really pressure the quarterback very much.
No.
You know, not like the pressure you've seen in past games. But, you know, it kind of was a get-well game for him. Is he, you know, playing better, seeing the field better? I think we need to see another week. You know, and he did well against the Rams. The Bears shut down Jared Goff last year. So I think Sunday night will be the a step in the right direction if he, you know, comes through in that one.
Would you be surprised? Would you be surprised if the Bears drafted a quarterback before round six? Or wait, is that their first pick round six? Where is their first pick, the Bears, coming up?
It's in the second round. I think it's number 40 overall. So I expect them to surprised? Draft a quarterback right there.
Yeah,
there's a lot of good quarterbacks.
And I was listening today to the NFL Network. Obviously, that's where I heard Mayfield. And one of the coaches that does a regular show on there said this might be the best quarterback class coming out in a decade.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of talent. I'd be shocked if they don't take a quarter. I would really be shocked if they don't take a quarterback. I think they're going to.
Well, then in conversation, this becomes a fantasy conversation. He said there will be three QBs drafted in the first round that will all start for their teams. And then you have to think, where's Teddy Bridgewater going?
Yeah.
Look at all the decent backups that are going to be gone, starting, I would say, first and foremost, with Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah.
I mean, Tannehill is going to have to be re-signed. He's going to make a lot of money, either with Tennessee or somebody else. I mean, Josh Allen will still be picked up when Miami cuts him or trades him.
Yeah, he will.
I mean, and there's others. You know, you do have, what's his name, on Jacksonville. Even though the last couple of weeks cost him the job, the mustached warrior, that I can't pronounce his name. But
Minshew.
The QB situation next year, whoa, going to be dramatic.
Well, they paid Nick Foles $50 million, so I imagine they're yeah. He's
And now you got to add Kaepernick to it. Well, obviously, this, yeah. whatever Kaepernick's lawyer did, it scared the NFL into thinking, we got to give him a tryout. We can't do. We just heard Spaceball on Fantasy Goons. And we can't. He had the right to do what he did, and he et cetera, et cetera. And we have to have him an open trial. And somebody will sign him.
I agree. I think somebody's going to sign him. And I think that before the end of the year, I think he's going to get a start. I think he's going to at least start a couple of football games. I really do.
I mean, I really do too, because they're going to go down like flies still. The guys are going to get hurt. And there are some teams that could use the way he was. Don't forget, he hasn't played in how long?
Three years.
Oof. You know, he could practice from sun up to sun down 7 days a week, but nobody's out there hitting him. He could be throwing to a wide receiver, friends of his, et cetera, but nobody's out there hitting him like a 350-pound lineman. Yeah. And
he can't possibly be in game shape. He can't possibly be in game shape.
So, you just had him starting the game. I agreed with you.
So, yeah,
there's only 7 weeks to go in the season. And, I mean, I wonder why they waited so long, and I wonder if it'll come out if it's because the NFL didn't have a leg to stand on.
Oh, it's got to be.
Yeah, and that he threatened to sue them, and he would have won.
Well, yeah, it is shocking that it's been this long before he's actually had a legit shot. I'm not saying he still has a lot left.
Think about how long, right? Think about how long. It's sort of like if they decided tomorrow, Major League Baseball, to let Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. Why? Look how long it's been. What is wrong with you people? If you don't think everybody else gambles, you're nuts. You just legalized it.
Kaepernick's going to get a shot.
It. Yeah. I mean, I you never know. Josh Allen gets hurt tomorrow. In practice, Kaepernick is starting for the Bills.
You're probably right. I would not be shocked.
He would really do well with the Bills, I think. I mean, if he does what he was able to do. I mean, it depends about how his body's going to take those first couple of hits.
Well, that's the tell of the tale right there, guys. You got to think about Kaepernick.
Because I would imagine. Go ahead, I'll
tell you. No, you're fine. And like we said, Spaceball, can he stay healthy after not being in game shape, going into this practice, or what do you want to call it, an audition, basically, a tryout? I mean, this is a guy who he's probably done more commercials than anything, and I'm not saying he probably doesn't stay in shape, but there's a difference between being in shape and being in game shape. And if we all remember how Kaepernick used to play. We have to remember, is he going to have that same game? We don't know.
And by the way, if you remember, both of you and all of our listeners, the second half of his playing career, he was a little bit below normal as far as I'm concerned. He was great, the first couple of years? And then when everybody started anointing him the next king of football, he had a couple of really, really bad years. This is way before the infamous kneel. I mean, that blackballed him, and I don't mean it, a play on word. But the bottom line is, he really wasn't good the last couple of years of his playing career.
No, he wasn't. Remember that game against the Bears? I think he threw like 4 interceptions. Horrible.
I just want to know because, I am the opposite. I'm, an old Jewish man, but when I was young, I had a big fro. Not his.
Nice.
Body, but I had a big afro, how did he put the helmet on it? How does he put the helmet on his hair? And when he takes it off, what does his hair look like? I mean, whoa. I just don't know. But, now's the time. What are we entering this week? Is week 11?
Week 11, gentlemen. Week 11 is here.
Okay, if the draft was today, is your first pick Lamar Jackson?
It's got to be pretty damn close between him and Christian McCaffrey. I would take McCaffrey, but it's pretty close.
I mean, think about that. When was the last time you had a quarterback go in the first round? You got to look at Lamar Jackson. He might be the first quarterback ever, and he's on the path doing this. If he doesn't stay hurt and plays the way he's playing now, I heard this yesterday, I think it was, he'll be the first one with 3,000 yards passing and 1,000 yards rushing.
That's just insanity.
Yeah.
Nobody has ever done that. None of the great – Bobby, don't forget, what did Bobby Douglas end at, 980-something for the yardage?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, whoa, 3,000 yards passing, 1,000 rushing?
It's a lot of offense.
And how brilliant does the GM for the Baltimore Ravens look like?
Ozzie Newsome?
For bringing in Mark Ingram. He's the perfect running back for that team.
He compliments him well.
Never complains and does exactly what you just said. Compliments him well. And once in a while, he gives his owner in fantasy a real good game.
Yeah, I know. You traded me him.
Yeah, I know. And you play me this week, so I just hope I jinxed you instead of accoladed you.
Yeah, well, I'm due for a win, so hopefully.
Joe, I think before the season, Joe and I were talking about Lamar Jackson, and we were saying, well, he's going in the eighth, ninth round as a second quarterback. But, man, I kind of was trying to get him around the eighth. I thought I might get him, you know. But I kept missing in three drafts. I didn't get him. You know, I don't know what I was thinking, whether it was like, well, he hasn't proved it yet, because maybe he can't be a number one quarterback. But, man, he's going to be the number one fantasy quarterback.
And he also might be the most valuable player in the NFL.
Yeah.
He's in the competition. He's in the running. There's no doubt.
It's got to be him or Russell Wilson.
Him, Wilson, or McCaffrey.
Not on a winning team. But McCaffrey's not on a winning team.
The Panthers
team.
Are
I would
5-4.
Agree with you.
They are winning.
Yeah. I thought they were 4-5.
They're 5-4. That's what I was saying. Kaepernick could be a good landing spot, because if he was anything close to what he was and could run around and make some throws, pick up the offense, they could take pressure off of McCaffrey.
You figure without
got a good defense.
Without McCaffrey, that team's probably hasn't won a game.
No. Yeah, you're right.
Without McCaffrey, and then look who McCaffrey's dating. He's winning everywhere. He's dating.
Who's he dating?
Oh, who's he dating? Hold on. He's dating the girl who used to date the real good-looking guy that the Patriots got rid of. He's dating Olivia
Culpo. Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Amendola's ex.
Danny Amendola's ex. I mean, she is unbelievable. Google her name when we get off the show. Don't do it on the show.
I have it. I'm showing Tooch right now.
Oh, ooh, wow.
Tooch, keep it calm. You can
I approve. I approve, Joe.
I mean, think about this. And together, they're probably worth, when they get married, and they will probably get married, they're probably worth $200 million. Think about McCaffrey's next contract. He's still on a rookie deal. If you were Carolina, wouldn't you tear up that deal right now?
Oh, absolutely.
And if you were McCaffrey's agent, would you say to Carolina to tear it up? Because at the end of the day, this guy's going to break in two more years playing at this level. He's touching the ball 300 times a year.
I mean, he's a machine. And it's unfortunate that, you know, it's a guy like that. He's the way he runs, and you're right, it's baseball. It's going to be tough for him to have a long career, you know, if he runs that way.
I mean, he doesn't have a backup, really, you know, and he just – and then how many – he catches about 5 to 8 a game receptions for from the quarterback, right?
Yeah, he's been – I think if I had – I'm not sure the exact number, but he gets between like 4 and 7 catches. I mean, I have him in my best league right now, and he has been solid for at least 30 points a week.
Before I get off and leave the show to the experts to do the true fantasy, I can't believe, Joe, how many leagues are you in?
I am in 13.
Tooch?
Just 3.
I don't know how anybody could do 2. How do you do 13? How do you do that?
Spaceball, it is extremely hard because I confuse all the teams for each other.
And bye weeks must kill you.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. I changed my lineup on the fly, and all of a sudden I looked and I was like, wait, the guy I just swapped in is on a bye too. And I look and my whole bench is on a bye.
Well, there's somebody in our league this week. I swear to God, I forgot what name. I looked at the advanced things. Of course, you know I do. This is what happens when you play a man, put him in your league that's retired. You can call me crazy, but at one point I'm 9-1 with the second most points in the league. So I got to be doing something right. Somebody in our league must have 5 or 6 guys on a bye this week. He's going to end up having his second running back being Mike Davis. Where did Mike Davis end up? Who picked him up?
Jeez, I don't even know. I didn't even look.
He went to Carolina.
Carolina. I love people, Carolina. He's going to have Mike Davis with one carry, probably. Whatever the case may be, I mean, somebody, you have to let the buys kill you. There's got to be, we got to do that guillotine thing. Then you don't have to worry about buys.
That's true. We got to do that. We definitely got to do that
next year, man. Yeah.
I mean, when the season's over, when you have a break, we have to talk about that. We have to do that. Although, if you're listening, your graphics alone would knock it out of the park for this kind of league.
I tell you what we could do, guys. Maybe there's a playoffs guillotine. That'd be great for the NFL playoffs.
Yeah,
let's do it. Figure it out. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, expert one and expert two fans, I'm going to leave you to Joe and Tooch, the two smartest guys that could help you try to win your fantasy league. And remember one thing, Tooch is on my ass. One game separates us at what, about 50 points?
Yeah.
I think it's about 50 points. So it's a real close. The shame is, you know, he's going to win because he's the Tooch. Guys, I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Spaceball.
This weekend. Yeah. Take care. Check out.
All right, take care. A huge thank you to Spaceball for stopping by and joining us. I didn't even get to do the official open, Tooch, because I just figured you guys were talking. Let's just go. So,
that's all right.
So since now we're a half hour into the show, let's do the open, Tooch. What do you say?
All right. I'm along for the ride, Joe.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, sports fans, it's world champion Andy Gepper, Mike North. Punch this number in your phone right now. If you're driving, pull over. 1-800-808-3419. 1-800-808-3419 for a free pick and info for the premier handicapping site in the country, VegasScoresAndOdds.com. It's the only site you'll ever need with expert handicappers like John Anthony, Denny Macklin, Tony Sacco, Ray Monahan, yours truly, and many more. Check out the homepage of VegasScoresAndOdds.com for a tote board with your buddy. Follow Vegas Scores and Odds on Twitter and dial up 1-800-808-3419. It's 1-800-808-3419. 1-800-808-3419. Or go to VegasScoresAndOdds.com.
This is the Bears Barroom Radio Network. Parental discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Fantasy Football Goon Podcast. We've already been rolling for a while. We're a half hour in the show, but we figured might as well do the darn open. Welcome, I am your host, Joe Mandel, Joey Two Scoops, call me the Goon, whatever you want. We're here to talk fantasy with you. And joining me, as always, is my good buddy and co-host, John Santucci, the Tooch. Tooch, how's it going, buddy?
I'm doing well, Joe. That was bopping to that tune, man. What was that? That was great.
Yeah, that's right. Crossroads by John Mayer. He covered the song Crossroads. That's a heck of a jam right there. And
Yeah, man.
Before we get rolling, though, huge thank you to Spaceball for stopping by for the first half hour. You know, we did things a little differently tonight, just kind of let it roll off the tongue all naturel before the open. So, here we are. We're talking fantasy. You got me and the Tooch. And Tooch, we had a handful of questions in the chat room before we get rolling here, Tooch.
I know, that's great.
What do you say we go ahead and dive right in? So Well, the first question we got in here is from Jay Kessick III. Is Carr fantasy relevant since the Raiders are in the hunt? And Tuch, I got to say yes. What do you think, buddy?
Like I said, he's playing really well. He's got the next two games, Cincinnati and the Jets. So.
Yeah, that's like fantasy
hot
cocaine.
Yeah, I might pick him up.
Yeah, you know? Of course he's got Darren Waller, the baller, as his tight end. Yeah. So.
Yeah, and Josh Jacobs playing at a very high level. You know, their wide receivers are a mixed bag. You know, Tyrell Williams has been banged up. Hunter Renfro has been decent. You know, after that, you know, there's some guys. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, he's been playing well, Joe, with that Gruden offensive system.
Yeah, it's exciting. And we got a new chat room member, Tuch, with a fantasy question that had made me laugh for sure. You got Marty Pell in the chat room. He goes, here's my fantasy question. If you're riding a dragon into the gates of Mordor, would you advise equipping yourself with the bow of Achilles or Excalibur? Oh wait, never mind, fantasy football.
is the dragon, you know, a flying dragon? Because I mean, you probably want to like rain some arrows down if it's flying. If the dragon does not fly, I would say the sword.
I will say, I'd say I'm gonna go with none of the above. I'm gonna go with the air raid offense, Tuch. That's what I'm gonna fly into Mordor.
Do we have the drop?
Yes, I do. Stall for me first. Oh.
Yeah, the air raid. Kyler Murray had a very good game running that air raid offense, Joe. The Christian Kirk exploded for 3 touchdowns.
We got that air raid siren going. That air raid offense is working well. Kyler Murray and why am I drawing a blank? Christian Kirk blowing up.
Christian Kirk, 3 touchdowns exploding. Yeah. Yep. That was the game we've been waiting for him, you know. 138 yards, 3 touchdowns on only 6 catches. So, yeah, Kyler Murray had a big game, Joe. He had 324 yards and 3 touchdowns. Also ran for 338 yards. So, finally got a decent game out of him. Of course, they were playing the Buccaneers, you know, pretty much the biggest pass funnel in the league. But do you know who the high scorer was for Week 10, Joe?
The high score for Week 10.
Christian Kirk was second.
Christian Kirk second.
42 fantasy points. One point ahead of him.
I imagine it's got to be a quarterback.
It is a quarterback.
It's a quarterback. I'm going to go with... Oh, man. I don't. It's not Drew Brees because he took a dump on my team. But
yeah.
Who is it, Tuch?
It's Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones.
308 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, also ran for 20 yards. Yeah, the kid has had 3 40-point games. Of course, they're against 3 cupcakes.
Daniel Dimes.
Why can't Mitch have a game like Daniel Jones, Joe? What?
I can't answer that question, Tuch. I don't know why.
It all starts with the offensive line. You know, you see coaches like Sean McVay you were talking about. Of course, Matt Nagy, if you don't have the offensive line, you can't do much with your offensive system. So I know the New York Jets have worked, you know, drafting for their offensive line and making some free agent acquisitions. So that's the reason. But on the Giants this week, Joe, Saquon Barkley, 13 carries, 1 yard.
Yeah, someone tried to trade him to me for Christian McCaffrey today. I rejected it.
Right.
Yeah, no thank you. No thank you. I'll pass.
Yeah, it's a rough year for last year's, you know, high-scoring fantasy running back, Joe.
Yeah, rough it's year. Tough. I mean, people know that it's coming, but...
Now he's injured.
He's injured. You don't want nothing to do with that. You want to stay away. So if anyone's offering you, I would pass on Barkley. I would be shocked if they don't shut him down.
Right, and there was another running back who got injured, Joe, talking about Devontae Freeman, and a kid came in, a rookie, Brian Hill. He'll be a hot waiver pickup this week, I imagine the number one waiver pickup as everyone's looking for running backs, Brian Hill on the Falcons, Joe.
Yeah, that kid looked explosive. And how about that Atlanta team looking like they're coming back from the dead?
You know, that defense finally playing well. You know, they took, what, 10 games to get – 9, 10 games to get there?
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you, they've shown signs before. I know last year they were kind of on the rise. This year they played terrible. Just
well, Tooch, also the Falcons suffering a big injury loss in that game besides Devontae Freeman. They also lost Austin Hooper to an MCL sprain. It sounds like he's going to miss some substantial time. I would imagine he's going to miss at least 2 to 3 weeks, maybe more.
Yeah, I was just getting to that. Also, George Kittle.
Yeah, George Kittle, Emmanuel Sanders.
Two of the top players, two of the top tight ends, yeah. But Brian Hill, 101 yards, a touchdown, also threw in 3 catches, 24 yards, and a receiving touchdown for 27 fantasy points. That's against New Orleans defense, too. A pretty good run defense. He had 100 yards. So, got to imagine people are going to be looking at him.
Yeah, something's wrong with New Orleans, too, on offense.
Let's pick him up. Yeah, not a good game for them. Looked lost, that's right.
And Drew Brees kind of took a bit of a dump. I had him in one of my leagues. And, you know, it's been a nonstop party for New Orleans this year, and it didn't quite pan out. But someone in the chat room wants to know, can you see Jared Cook turning things around in the second half of the season fantasy-wise?
Man, I drafted him in a couple teams. I don't think I have him anymore. Ended up losing patience with him, and of course he had an ankle. I think there's a fine chance, New Orleans tries to make that playoff push. I think there's a good chance he comes back,
I think he's going to have a decent second half. I think Drew Brees is going to look his way. They're going to have to change the way that they attack teams because there's so much film out there right now. I'd be shocked if Jared Cook wasn't a big part of the second half plans.
Yeah, the Saints obviously don't use the tight end as much as teams like Oakland and San Francisco, Oakland being Cook's former team last year. If the Saints, if they're smart, they'll use him. He's a good weapon. He's a big target. He's fast. And aside from Michael Thomas and his 14 targets a game, there's not much else, Joe.
Right. Well, and then the chat room points out he had 10 targets last week, too, for Jared Cook. Yeah. So.
Yep. So, yeah, it looks like he's on the rise. Yeah, and he might be available, Joe, in some leagues.
There's some leagues where he's there. If he is, scoop him up. There's not a whole lot of tight end help out there right now. So if somebody was dumb enough to drop him, Cook is definitely someone that you can look at for a second half rebound. It could be definitely a nice candidate for a nice rebound, basically. I like what I saw out of him on Sunday, even though they couldn't pull out the win. So maybe Drew Brees is getting more faith than Jared Cook.
Yeah, and also Evan Engram, one of the top tight ends down.
Yeah, all of a sudden didn't play. I mean, I thought he was on track to play this week, and I was busy doing some running around and some errands on Sunday, and all of a sudden I looked at my lineup, he was in there and he was out. So that killed me. That killed me in one of my leagues this week. All of a sudden, you throw up a goose egg, but there's not a whole lot of tight end help anyway.
Right. There really isn't. I think the backup to Evan Engram is Rhett Ellison.
Really?
Right. And he is in the concussion protocol. They're on a bye this week, and then they face the Bears.
Yeah.
So another injury behind Kittle is a guy named Ross Dwelly. Ross Dwelly or Dwilly.
What a great name.
Yeah.
But yeah, buddy.
Yeah, and Couple other stars from this week, Joe, at Patrick Mahomes, 446 yards and 3 touchdowns. That's from this week.
And they lost.
And yep.
So they can the Chiefs Tennessee. Stop the run ever? Apparently not.
Big game for Derrick Henry, of course, in that game. 188 yards and 2 touchdowns. Lamar Jackson also had a big game. He had 3 passing touchdowns, 65 yards rushing, and a touchdown, finished with about 40 fantasy points. And again, a guy who I wanted, I think I mentioned last week, was Darius Slayton, Joe. Is a guy I should have picked. I wanted, it was either between him or Zach Pascal. And I'll tell you why, Hilton out. I picked up Pascal because he's been pretty consistent. But Slayton, man, he was the man. 14 targets, 10 catches, 121 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
That is very nice.
He's going to be a big pickup since Sterling Shepard and Evan Engram are both out.
Yeah.
they've got Golden Tate and Darius Slayton.
Golden Tate, another big game too.
Exactly. Yep, another big game for Golden Tate. You know, of course, Daniel Jones with 300 yards and 4 touchdowns. So another big game passing, Joe, was Dak Prescott, who almost had 400 yards, 3 touchdowns, finished with about 37 fantasy points.
And he also lost.
And he also lost. Amari Cooper, also a big game. He and Michael Thomas both with 14 targets. Each around 150 yards receiving, so they're doing it. The studs were out. Receiving, Tyreek Hill, 19 targets. Insane, Joe.
That's just insanity right
19
there.
19 targets. We haven't seen that in a while. Randall Cobb, also a big day on the Cowboys, 100 yards and a touchdown.
Corn on the
Aaron
cup.
Jones on the Packers, Joe, continues to be the most efficient running back with the least amount of touches. He had 93 yards and 3 rushing touchdowns. Just a crazy 27-point day for him. Another big day for DJ Moore on the Panthers. 120 yards on 9 catches. And then another big day at running back was Melvin Gordon, who looks to have taken over the lead, Joe. We talked about that last week with Gaines.
Yeah.
He had 108 yards and a touchdown. So he looks to have sent Austin Eckler, to a reserve role, unfortunately for me, as I have 2 shares of Austin Eckler.
Yeah. Well, and real quick, a guy we talked about last week, and we're talking about tight ends, but a tight end that we talked about last week, Tooch, he had a nice day. We talked about Kyle Rudolph, just as we talked about. If you're listening to us, we're setting you up for success. I mean,
Thielen out.
Yeah, with Thielen out, he did well. He had 5 targets, 4 catches, only 14 yards, but 2 of them are touchdowns. And one of them was a 2-point conversion.
Yep.
So talk about a good day at the office for Kyle Rudolph.
Big day for Kyle Rudolph. And continuing his stretch of 30-point games, Joe, Christian McCaffrey, also 100 yards rushing.
He's okay.
Yeah, touchdown. 6 catches.
Yeah, he's all right.
Another day at the office.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We got some fun games coming up, too, this weekend.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Actually, we got a nice one coming up on Thursday, my friend. And we got the Steelers playing the Browns and what could be, potential playoff teams there. I think the Browns have the potential to make it.
Well, if 3-6. They got to win.
if they lose this game, they're done. But if they can pull off a winning streak here, And our another big fantasy disappointment of the year is Juju Smith-Schuster. So you get two fantasy disappointments versus each other. With that said, I still like both Beckham and Juju in this game.
Well, this would be the game for him to show it. I mean, both those guys were high draft picks. Both of them have done very little. We'll see, Joe. The Steelers are suffering from bad quarterback play. Like I said, Colin Kaepernick, if he was anything a shadow of himself or close to what he was, would be a good landing spot for the Steelers. They're 5-4. Yeah. Defense is playing very well. We don't know the status of their running game, though, Joe. I think all three of their running backs are banged up, from Connor to Snell to Edmonds now. And only one healthy is the receiving back, the
Jalen Samuels,
who to me reminds me of Larry Centers. Remember Larry Centers on the Cardinals?
Yeah.
Or Ronnie Harmon on the Chargers. You know, the really good receiving back. Yeah, if Jalen Samuels were, you know, on a team like the Chargers or Patriots, you know, he'd probably be getting those, 10 catches a game.
Well, Tucci, I tell you what, though, James Conner returned to practice today.
Ah, very well. Very good.
So that's pointing in the direction of him playing this week, as long as all goes well without a setback. So
yes, sir.
James Conner owners, if James Conner can start against the Cleveland Browns, I think you got to fire him up.
Absolutely, yep. He's a number one running back when he is healthy, a top 12 running back. As they feed him, they throw him the ball.
I hope they feed him.
Yeah. If he's banged up, he may split some time and take some passing downs off with Samuels healthy.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, definitely start him.
And Tucci, we're going to do some rapid fire here so we can get out of here in about 10 minutes. But you got Falcons.
Shy fans in the stands coming up next with Greg Braggs and Joe and David Kaplan, the Catman. That's going to be right. Good.
Woo! Sparkles. But yeah, we got a quick hit here. So we got Falcons, Panthers. I like everything in that game, Tucci. Except for the quarterback on the Panthers, I'll take everybody.
Yeah, you got to fire up McCaffrey, of course, and Julio Jones, and this new guy, Joe, Brian Hill.
Yeah, Brian Hill.
Do we know who the backup tight end is for the Falcons? Is it Levine Toilolo?
I believe it's Levine Toilolo.
I think so, too. So that might be a good streaming tight end, you know?
Yeah, so something to keep an eye out. Obviously, McCaffrey is a top running back, no doubt.
Sure.
Then you got Cowboys playing the Lions. So I want every Cowboy I can get. The Lions have been playing poor.
Yeah. Cardinals and 49ers, Joe, I think, maybe?
Cardinals 49ers should be a great game.
Yeah, Saints and Buccaneers.
Saints and Bucks.
Texans and Ravens.
Yeah, lots of fantasy dynamite. Texans, Ravens.
Man.
I want everybody. Will Fuller, I believe, is going to be returning. Or did he return this week? I can't remember. But either way.
He should be back this week.
I think he's coming back this week. So Will Fuller available in a lot of leagues on the wire. There's a guy you can go and pick up right now, and he's basically a wide receiver too.
Oh, yeah.
Which is very valuable heading into the playoffs. So Will Fuller is available, go get him.
If his hamstrings are good, you know, fire him up. But Monday night, Joe, Chiefs and Chargers, that should be some fireworks.
They'll probably score 800 points, too.
That's a good old-fashioned AFC, air show,
It really is. That's what you want. I'm firing up every piece that I could get. I even really like, I think that's the day Travis Kelce destroys the world. Mm-hmm. I know he got banged up a little bit, but I think he's going to be okay to go. So as long as he plays, I like Travis Kelce a lot.
Been a lot of tight end injuries, Joe, so Travis Kelce, stay safe out there.
Yeah, I know. He's been banged up a lot, but I think
top tight ends are going down. You know, you got Hooper, you got Ingram, you got Kittle.
Your buddy. Your other buddy.
Will Disley gone down. That's four top tight ends gone down. Kelce has got to stay healthy.
It's tough sledding for him, but I think he's going to have a monster game against the Chiefs or the Chargers. And of course, you got the Patriots going against that horrendous secondary of the Eagles, Tucci. I imagine that Tom Brady and his new weapon, Mohamed Sanu, should have a field day there. I also love Julian Edelman in this game, so I want that. And they have
tough against the run. This is a good James White game, Joe.
Yep. I was going to say, if you're picking a running back, you're picking James White because the Eagles have been great against the run. They just can't stop the pass.
Yep, and Montgomery had a good game, I think, in that game, right, against the Eagles?
Yeah. Dave Montgomery has been playing well. And, the Eagles' run defense has been very good, but they've shown signs of life. So, you know, you got to watch out for them. And Tucci, I got to touch on real quick. You know, we talked about Carr earlier in the Raiders.
Yes.
I love the Raiders going at home against the Bengals. So you got to fire up every Raider you have. I think Darren Waller is my top tight end this week. That's a killer matchup. Obviously, Josh Jacobs should be licking his chops because it's like running through a cornfield.
Yeah, the Ravens put up 49 points last week, so.
Without even blinking.
Yep. The Raiders should put up some offense in that game. I like, you know, Jacobs, Waller, and Carr. Yeah, it's a good good spot right there, Joe. Maybe even Hunter Renfro's a flyer you can take.
Yeah, to. Yeah.
Got a wide receiver out. You know, maybe you don't want to end up with a guy like Cooper Kupp putting up a zero.
Yeah, yeah, it's wild.
And, what the hell? Not even one target, Joe.
Took a dump.
Man.
But that's how I beat Adam Rank of the NFL Network this week. He had Cooper Kupp, and I was going against him. I gave him the good old fashioned beatdown. I'm 2-0 this year against Adam Rank, Tooch.
Yeah, wow.
So I'll take that.
Adam.
Adam, if you're listening, I love you, buddy.
Did he message you and say don't hurt me anymore?
No, not yet. Maybe he will. But speaking of hurting people, I got a super sleeper.
All right.
Super sleeper, Tooch, all right? So you got the Redskins at home against the Jets. Dwayne Haskins starting the rest of the games for the Redskins the rest of the year. I like Dwayne Haskins here. I think if you're really in a bind or you got somebody on a bye or you're doing daily fantasy, I think if he's going to do anything, I think he's going to do it against this Jets secondary. I really do think that Haskins could be a super duper 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 sleeper. But, you know, let's look at it next week and see how genius or horrible I sound.
Well, I'll tell you, Joe, you're onto something because I'm starting Terry McLaurin in that game after Slayton and Tate, you know, ate up the Jets secondary last week. So I'll be starting Terry McLaurin. Touchdown, Terry.
Well, Rel Ramey in the chat room wants to know, what about Darius Slayton from the Giants? Nice couple games. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I talked about him last week as one of my Tooch's targets. And, of course, Zach Pascal was also one of my targets. I picked the wrong guy, Rel. So, when I was making the pickup, when I was making that waiver claim, I was like, Slayton, Pascal, man, T.Y. Hilton's out. But I should have gone with Slayton, and that's how it is, man.
Well, that's the way the cookie crumbles, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Slayton's a big and fast wide receiver, so yeah, he's going to be a top waiver pickup, Rel, this week, along with guys like Brian Hill. I've got some others. Top pickups, Joe, I've written down some. Derek Carr, of course, Daniel Jones. Brian Hill, we mentioned J.D. McKissic on the Lions with Trey Johnson out. Would be a decent pickup if you're looking for running backs. Man, Darius Slayton, of course, a wide receiver. Demaryius Thomas on the Jets with not a bad
Demaryius
game.
Thomas, he's been consistently targeted. That's one thing for sure.
That's right. And then, of course, you've got guys like Cole Beasley, who's out there, and he's been putting up double digits every week. He's kind of like the James White, you know?
He is the receiver, the one who actually plays receiver.
Right, exactly. So Randall Cobb also is out there. He had 100 yards, and he's going against the Lions secondary. So maybe him. You might see a guy, Andy Isabella, on the Cardinals. That dude is pretty fast, Joe.
Yeah.
Watch out. And then, of course, the Saints' second receivers behind Michael Thomas, Traquan Smith, and Ted Ginn Jr., if you're really desperate, of course. The Panthers, sometimes Curtis Samuel is out there, Joe.
Yeah.
So he's a guy that could have a big, you know, rest of the season. And, Watch out for Curtis Samuel.
Tooch, my one pickup is – there's some people that didn't pick him up. Some leagues he's available. Ronald Jones had a nice game last week. Yeah. He's available in a lot of leagues right now. Get to go against that Saints run defense. I like Ronald Jones a lot this week coming up. I think they're going to use him a lot in this game. So if you get a chance to pick him up, if he's out there, go and get him because I think he's going to be valuable down the stretch.
Yes, and he had a fumble and then disappeared for the rest of the game as he was benched by Arians, but hopefully Arians puts him back in there. Yeah, and another guy, Joe, who was resurrected was Joe Mixon.
Yeah, he's back from the dead. I've had him.
The dead.
I've had him sleeping on my bench for a while, so it might be time.
Time to put him in.
Yep. Yeah, it's time to put him in. When we covered a lot, Tooch. There's a lot of guys.
Yeah, we did.
And we got more questions in the chat, but guys, I promise we can get to them on Twitter. Because we got to get out of here. It's just about 9 o'clock. Coming up next, I will be hosting Shy Fans in the Stands with my co-host and ultimate fan, Greg Braggs Jr. And we have a fantastic guest tonight, David Kaplan, joining us from ESPN 1000, NBC Sports Chicago, you name it. Cap has been everywhere. So stay tuned for that coming up here at 9:15 Central. But before we get out of here, Tooch, a huge thanks to you, my friend. I appreciate you joining me on a crazy day at work.
Yes. Yep, and, my pleasure, Joe. Have a great show and Shy Fans, and I will talk to you soon. And hopefully I have a stream comes back soon. There's a great show out now on Disney Plus called The Mandalorian.
Check it out. New episode. First episode came out today. Yes. Second episode comes out on Friday. So
I heard it was a good show, the first episode.
Yes, it is absolutely fantastic. So
I'll be checking it out soon, probably tonight or tomorrow.
Do it, buddy. And for all our other listeners, huge thank you to Spaceball earlier in the show for swinging by. Yep. A little different format tonight, but it worked. It was a lot of fun. We covered a lot of ground, and hopefully you guys are ready to rock and roll to win your matchups this week. But, Tooch, the way we end every show, God bless America, God bless football, and let's kick some ass.
So long, farewell, our leaders, and good night.
I hate to go and leave this pretty sight.